Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.
Hi, welcome up everybody to On the Edge Show with Katie Bonnet and friends. I am your host, Katie Bonnet. Tonight's show is going to be pretty deep and pretty intense. It is about a common problem we all noticed has been going on. It has been going on since the beginning of time, and as we stand now, there is still things that we see nowadays. I have something that I want to play to you before I get started. I'm going to give you a little bit more intro to what we're talking about. It's going to be a disturbing piece. Now, we've all been under the schooling, okay, of America's base foundation. This country is known as the land of freedom, the land of religion. It's supposed to be the land of equality, the melting pot. Yet, a couple of things are controversial to that, that our history is filled with slavery, which we all know is probably one of the biggest chunks of our history, as well as look what happened with the Native Americans. There were things going on where people feel like Native Americans wasn't, quote, civilized enough to handle natural resources, their own land. Aside from that, school is what became Malcolm X, everyone fit for the equality to be able to live, breathe, and be as equal as people that were not African American or for truth be told, for Caucasian. I think what Bonnie means is that nowadays, equality is not equality. And we've seen way too many crime. That justice carried out depending on what your race color was. On all, just back to racism and things that affect. And it's the most of the video.
Not at all. recognizable the bomb and the bullet, the
poison. It's not going to have a black or white preference. It's going to go where it's meant to go. But this year, while we have time to be different and have a chain that is getting this person's money, without a person that being less, one less option for a job, this person on the other end making stupid slurs would have. It's just really sickening to me. And I'm sure Gail up there with a heart and human mind would sit there and feel the same. I had some feedback from quite a few of you that my mic is a little bit choppy. I am going to give you a little break. I'm going to play something that's relevant to this situation. And just try to come back, I hope it's going to be okay. If not, we're going to let the show go on some way or the other. You getting through it. Okay. Now, everyone, this is Marvin Gaye. What's going on?
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. See, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light and pick it fast. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Back every day to the Barnett and Friends. My name is Kate Barnett. I'm the host of the segment. For those of you that are tuning in, I just played a viral video that went around about it. Boy, it's annoying me, but a large chain of pizza of hotel restaurants took place in Sanford, Florida. And what video, this audio clip was about was, Jesus, hold on. The audio clip was about a customer that placed it there, and the delivery guy called them. Let them know that they leave us the call. They started the transaction. Okay, they paid the driver, and the guy came back to the store and dialed both the customer and the customer while with the with his dispatch at home, okay, at the home base. And the customer heard everything that his driver had to say to his dispatcher about him on his own voicemail. And what he heard himself being called nigger about 24 times. And what you heard was only half of the duration of the actual video. And was accused of not being a good tipper when the customer really was playing the video, explained that his wife 20% of the time. But he made a song out of an old opera classic, which he took words up to include the word in the way that went the lyrics of the song. Meanwhile, the customer who apparently had been a customer for the time with this Papa John's was hearing what the customer, even though of course Papa John's is going to do their corporate duty, they apologize for that. Can't ring the bell. You can't unring the bell. You can't back what was said. No amount of conversation is going to back what was heard. So I'm trying to figure out what exactly is it and the place in this report that just happened to do. The world where one Homeland Security and, you know, panic alerts and high terror alerts do these people practice racism to understand. Under no circumstances a bomb going to get over them because they're white, or they're Chinese, or they're Jewish. If I goes to the stand, they're going to be beating and peaceful. Maybe that's out there giving me some feedback on this. Let me know if the book is coming through better. We will get together, though, and I do appreciate all of you sitting there. The whole thing, the whole point is that we are to teach ourselves, teach our children that it's a good thing to have bad, respectful people. We're supposed to do better. We're supposed to respect. We can't respect if we're teaching people that only owe respect to certain classes of life or certain cults. Can't happen. Definitely, this atrocity that's going on this way. It's in the 1 minute and 30 second video clip, I heard the N word about 15 to 18 times, and that wasn't even the duration of this video. I wasn't even the full duration of this video. And for an establishment to have a regular loyal customer such as this couple, to have that, I don't care if it was done by the fact that mentality was exists behind the counter is a problem. And Papa John's Incorporated, now they're running around trying to scramble like headless chickens to try to make amends. But like I said, you can't unring a bell. And there's a couple of people out there thinking that this is a great thing to do. I don't know. What does it say about you? What does that say about where you've been raised from? For all of those people that are out there that don't believe in being prejudiced or don't believe in treating anyone less than they deserve to be treated, what on earth would be something that people would grant? What are we going to judge? This is not the only thing going on. Examples of racism are found everywhere, honestly. It's not a white person wearing a hoodie, and nowadays you have to refuse. You can't wear a hoodie because it's cold. It's extremely cold, but it's just a little chilly. It's a little chilly, so I want to wear a hoodie because it's fashion. But if I'm black, I have to walk with a hoodie to be sure that I have to look with not treat, but they can't walk around with a cell phone. My could be as a car sitting half pretty on. What was the reason for dying? It so happened that Kevin has been protected and he's been given rights. He's not afraid to have. Meanwhile, the rights of this child to walk and be on the phone with his girlfriend while he's wearing pretty certain books. Really, everything about the tape, which is dead for the come. So, spirit, we heard him be told to run outside and take any action with the costume. He ran out and did anything. Yet, he had the right to sit back and hit it. What was I going to do? Dialogue 3 years ago, he got a call and shot me one time. Would have died if they had another neighborhood with the disrespect. That's the question that we ask ourselves. It's not far from the truth. There are things that go on right now. You can't be a black victim come out and have a chance if you were an unfortunate. It's not a risk. It's actually what it is. There's many statistics that are out there that can be used as a little exception to the rule. No, there's not an exception to the rule, but the overall rule is you have to block and get your child in that. It's a very sad and pathetic situation. This is the land of the free and the home of equality, and you come from many countries around the world and American soil, and slave and free is the greatest in America. Why is our thinking not being one big black cloud? What is the rainbow coming out of diversity? I'm going to take a break. Be back to try to figure this out that I have right now, okay? Thank you all for sticking through. Please keep it up. I'll be back in through.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking again. World's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no change it now, just you and me.
We talked about the situation with this horrible audio that we heard from a Papa John's situation in Florida, where he called a customer a bunch of words while the driver had accidentally dialed the number back while he was the home base for. Okay. And what I was bringing up is, this is one of the problems that I have in society. Now, this is a contradiction to everything Eric stands for. And while racial profiling, we're not being able to participate in this and color to get with not being acquisition that are not people or fair. And we did the asset to that chart. We see the way the same level a place what we put among our actors. Acceptable. We understood that we understood each other that we the Google that our first that we pretty good the difficult children play together. They stand just but children don't want us to that. Children want a handicap to be tested with this and they're not in a less person. Man that there and this is there is in a couple minutes a man that's supposed to be a professional keep money to provide a product. And when he did this man broken down the other employees are supposed to be spending with S for the other the professional line. Black man can make book songs with racial undertones or undertones. It was absolutely straight up direct. Might as well be a KKK person singing their national anthem. Yes. We're sitting here on a hill race, and our business has to be that life is good. How is this equal when someone is young and a period can come out of the person's mouth? Dwayne once and if he like a pressure machine. You know, you sit down and put your hand in the cup and it automatically gives you a sample of how your blood pressure. And I remember that this old man and he said you're older than me. Boom. And take a bunch of examples of this content out of the case because I sat there in my budget. And I was wondering why this was going to go to the next. Trying to find out the next thing, each of these principles. I'm not going to pay the advocate and get one on. And put it down crazy. I said to him and I said, you have one foot in the grave, and I thought, no, about the next piece. And this is what you fought tonight. Be a better. To do this, I definitely have to come to another break. I was talking with this me before this was back in. This is the biggest I will be right. What do I say?
What do I say?
When the tears just won't stop.
When the tears won't stop.
Seems like I'm climbing a mountain.
Climbing Mount Sorrow.
It feels like the top.
And it feels like the top.
When all I've leaned on.
When all I've leaned on.
Catches me by surprise.
Catches me by surprise.
Tell me, where's the refuge?
Where's the refuge?
Where's the joy?
Where is my paradise? I just lift my hands and say,
sing your
grace. Make it to the top.
Block, we get that grind on. Girls only with that green, so I treat them like I watch, I don't win, cause I ain't got time for them. I got love for my fans, so beat it up, she tell me bunch of shots like Rambo. Riding non-stop, without handle, six shift, no automatic on manual. My team, you know I gotta ride for. Every truck I do, I cup a G4. Boss crazy, cream on, about to blow up, boom, C4. I'm on a roll, I can't stop it. Swagger on a mill, yo, she's on copper. You mad cause she chose me, and she said, just like
candy. Yeah, oh. Look real nice, wax up tight.
looking for some healing, not a fake feeling. Tell me, do you feel me? I didn't know who to call, no friends at all, till I heard a voice in my head. It said keep pressing on, and keep striving, striving on.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully this will clear up. I need everybody to let you know out there if you can hear me a little better. We did have a little glitch. Okay, come on, sound checkers, let me hear you. Okay. We are going to be repeating what was missed with all of the glitches. Today's topic is about racism. The title is Racism is This America's Worst Kept Secret. Okay? I was prompted to do this topic because I actually witnessed a couple of things in my neighborhood, but more so because of this particular video that's been posted on YouTube by a couple that was a victim of racism by default, if you want to call it that. They ordered a pizza from a nationwide pizza chain called Papa John's. It was out in Stanford, Florida. And what happened was the delivery man showed up at the house, okay? They called. Apparently the couple missed a call at first, but they wind up hooking up somehow. The delivery man brought their pizza. They paid for the pizza. They tipped the man. And the driver went back to his car. The driver accidentally used his behind to dial the customer back by mistake while they were speaking with the home base store to let the dispatcher back at the store know how the delivery went. So this couple got a voicemail that was depicting the entire, recording the entire conversation exchange between the delivery driver and the pizzeria. So in the 3.5 minute voicemail that was left on this customer's phone, what happened was this couple heard this professional people from a nationwide chain calling them the N-word more than 20 times in 3 minutes. Okay? Those of you that just told me that you're tuning in, I need to replay this clip so that you can hear what was said. It was just horrendous, and I only have a minute and a half of it because I cut it down for the show purposes. You need to hear it. Please be advised that this is very upsetting. It's disturbing. It's controversial. Call it anything you like, but it's graphic. It's graphic. It's going to upset you. So just listen out, and I'll be back in a minute and a half to continue this conversation.
Yeah.
Not at all.
This is your only requirement for being a nigger. You know, they just define us there. Fine, outstanding African American gentleman of the community. Well, when they tip me, it's fucking nigger. I'm like singing opera all the way home. Oh, and like, nigger! I'm like, nigger! Nigger roll, nigger roll, nigger roll, 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 roll. I got another digger song too. It's an old one. And it's an instrumental, but I wrote words to it. And it's
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America. Welcome to America. America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, the land of equality, freedom of speech, freedom to dress and practice your culture. This is what was being said to a paying customer. It's actually not to their face, so the cowardice in that already is annoying. But it's just, we're teaching our children the worst of things. Is there not enough panic in this country as it is? You can't drink water without anthrax possibly being a possibility. Everything is cancer-ridden now. You can't take deodorant without something being put in the system. It's just ridiculous. And what annoys me most about prejudice is that it's the most irrelevant practice to have because when there's a bomb that's going to fall from the sky, it's not going to just blow up the black person. It's not going to just blow up the Jew. It's not going to just blow up the Italian. It's going to blow up whatever's in its path because that's what it's designed to do. It has no color. It has no preference. A bullet doesn't have a race that it's spared from. And you know what? Regardless of your outer color, if somebody cuts you, you're going to bleed the same color red. And your life ends just like the person you're being prejudiced against. This country has a heightened sense of security since the 9-1-1 attacks took place. And if you look back on that, that too was developed. That war itself was developed on prejudices. You know, Muslims versus Caucasians versus African Americans versus Christianity. Versus Allah, versus, you know, Muslim rights. How absolutely upsetting this is. There's a line that's supposed to be drawn between being inhumane to someone and taking away somebody's actual right to be and to exist, regardless of what their cultures are. And it's very modern. Regardless of what this country was designed to be based on, we're seeing it. The news articles are flooded with hate crimes, with somebody that's beat up a person because they were homosexual or they were not of this color in this neighborhood. Absolutely atrocious. But to hear people that's dressed up in a uniform, that has national commercials that you take your children to because they just want to enjoy pizza or deliver to your home, these people come to your home, to be having a person that hates you, not because they know you or you've done something to them, but simply because you are not the same race, color, creed, whatever the culture is. And who gives the right for any one person to call another person a savage just based on that? And to top it all off, that behavior is savage. That behavior is savage, that type of mindset. And then to listen on the tape, you can hear that the co-workers around them, including the delivery man, was in on the joke. Which brings me back to a couple of other things. Greg Horn, everybody knows who that is, and if you don't know by now, that's the father that got arrested for beating his 12 and 14-year-old daughters for twerking in his bedroom on a video and posting it to Facebook. If that had been a Caucasian father, with so much hype has been given, would people have been so upset? I know there are a lot of you out there, so do not let me take away from that, that really were just upset because they figured that the court was a little abusive. I do too. But I do not disagree with what with the course of action that he took to give his daughters a message, because I'd rather that it would be the father's extension cord than some pimp's fist in their face. Or better yet, some knife in their heart and discarded in the gutter like they were nothing because they're just another whore. I would rather see that. But to have this man arrested for doing what? But then turn around if they had been caught up in the inevitable result of what that video would have done. To be blamed at the same time for not having done anything to try to make amends to his daughter and make him understand that there was a right and a wrong. Time out didn't apply to that situation. Why was Trayvon Martin killed? Because he was wearing a hoodie. When everybody heard the tapes, they heard the police tell George Zimmerman not to go out there and do a thing. Why did he get the right to sit there and be hidden out and have due process? Well, what happened to Trayvon's due process? What happened to the fact that there was a delay in this man's reaction after speaking to an operator? And matter of fact, his initial complaint was that there was a black man in the neighborhood. Racism exists, and it's alive and well, people, and it's kicking. And this is not a race paranoia thing going on. It is there. It's alive and it's well. Too much life is being lost because people don't understand change or difference. Our 16-year-old young black children have to go out there afraid to wear a hoodie or a certain color because you know what? They can't stand in the corner just reading a text message in front of a store wearing a certain outfit because they're afraid that the minute a cop car pulls up just doing a random drive-by, they're going to be victimized, and it's happened. Why are there people being put on the floor and questioned just for being in the neighborhood? Not because they were engaged in suspicious activity, but they were suspicious simply because of the color of their skin or the turbans they wore on their head. If there isn't racism, explain to me why did 911 happen in the first place and why are there such a big old paranoia blanket now swept all over the land of the free? How many of you, I know in New York City, we have quite a few Muslim grocery stores on the corner where we used to be able to go there and just buy whatever we're going to buy and then be able to walk out and say hi to whoever it was behind the counter without a sense of paranoia. Let's not forget that this exact war based on racism and silliness is recruiting our young people off the couch because of these sensational military commercials that's out there letting them know that you can be a part of history and go out there and fight the good fight for America. America? Are you saying thank you, America, when these people are coming home fighting this war that they know nothing about. You're teaching our children to hate people because they're not wearing the same berets and the same hairstyle and the same clothes that you're wearing. Where is the sense in that? But to have a bunch of uniformed people designed to serve the public and be paid for that service. And without us, there would be no position for you to have. And you'll sit there and let this, I don't care if it was a mistake, the mindset shouldn't have been there in the first place. And Papa John's Incorporated are running all over the place now, trying to let everybody know that the viewpoint of their employees is not the viewpoint of the company. Too late. You can't unring the bell. Especially one that ran on for 3 minutes and 39 seconds. I don't think you could deliver a year's worth of free pizza there and make up for what took place. Because it wasn't not one. It was two, three, or even four people that were sitting there on the joke, having some guy sing an opera classic in that type of way. That's just horrifically disgusting, and that human being, it doesn't even qualify. And for those of you that are out there that really give a darn about humanity being humanity, kudos to you. And for those of you hearing my voice that are offended, obviously then that there's something with you that's going on that you don't feel was too wrong about the situation. Can you imagine if that father played that voicemail on speaker and his children heard it? Why should we have to be teaching our children what the word nigger means? And to those of you that don't know, if you look it up in the dictionary, it means ignorance. So exactly who is the niggers in this situation? And I do apologize. I got a little passionate there because that is definitely something that sticks with me because no one in the world should be treated with such cruelty and savagery. There is not a soul on this earth that is perfect enough to stand there and say that any other class of anybody is less than anything. Racism is alive and well, people. The Civil War was fought, and it's almost in vain. While we got some restricted privileges, the right to walk the streets now with a can of soda in your pocket because you don't feel like holding it because it might look like a gun because you're of that stereotype, or you're of that label, you're of that categorization. You can't be an African American walking the streets or driving the streets with a nice car without there being some suspicion as to how you obtained that car. That is just the sad truth. It's not trying to hype up any race of racial riots. It just is what it is. And for those of you that are listening that are enraged by this, a riot is not the answer. A riot is not the answer. A change is the answer. For you to stand up in the face of that garbage and say that you're better than that and that you're going to teach your children something other than what was just done to you. Because our children is still what matters. It's our children. It's not us. We're old and all, and about to head to the grave any day now. Every single day this country is under the threat. Is under the threat of being bombed, or some child with some issue might go and run up a school because you know what? They were taught that the whole lot of them is just doomed to be rid with. That if you're not of a certain stature, a certain class, you're not worthy to be on this earth. That is not your job. It's not your place. It's not your right. To have this couple just pay, and Papa John's is not exactly, you know, a $5 pizza. And it didn't even say how many pizzas or how many items were ordered, so Lord knows, if they ordered a $50 item, this is what they paid for. And I personally will be boycotting Papa John's. I personally will be boycotting Papa John's. I actually have a couple of callers in here, and I would like to see if what their thoughts are on the situation. Okay, just give me a sec. Hi, caller, you're on the air. Do you have any thoughts about this?
Oh, excuse me. Yes, I do. this Papa John's situation, it's not just Papa John's. You know, people are falling asleep at the wheel here and not paying attention on the things that are occurring still, even though we have a black president. But it should be obvious still, because look at the way that they treat the president of the United States. This is the worst treated president in America's history. And it makes us really look bad to the other countries. And I experienced, a form of racism today also in a courtroom.
Wow.
You know, because I was assaulted by someone, and they told me that it would be a misdemeanor and just take them to small claims court. And today when I got there, there was a gentleman that I didn't even pick out of the picture lineup that they gave me. It was his son. And so the judge told me, he said, well, I have to throw your case out of court because you don't have a case against him. I said, but I'm telling you that he's the son, but that's not the one that I picked out with the detectives. So he said, well, you're going to have to refile again. Like, I have money to throw away to keep giving them downtown. You know, and that's another form of racism, you know, and these people had were Muslim, and they cussed my Christianity. They said they didn't give a darn about whether I was a Christian or not, that I was a dirty, filthy Christian.
Wow.
And I really felt that was more than just an insult to me, because this country was built on Christianity. You know, our forefathers built this country on Christianity. And for him to say that, it's not just a shot at me, it's a shot to the United States. We need to start back being a strong country and stop being a bunch of wimps and allowing any and everybody to come into our country. This may sound rather strong, but it is what it is. You know, you have these type of people that come in here that don't respect their own women. They're disrespecting our women in this country, but they want to spend the American dollars. So it makes me think that this gentleman is associated with Al-Qaeda. He's probably a terrorist right up underneath our nose. You know, and as far as Papa John's, it's really there's no excuse for what I heard. It just made me sick listening to it. And there's no telling what these people might have did to the people's pizza before they got it to them.
Wow. Yeah, that's a thought. So let me just clarify something. So you went to a small claims court, and your complaint listed on paper, because they do have to ask you to give you the details. You explained that these religious slurs were thrown at you, and that this was not the complaint, that this was not the defendant that you were going against. And
I told them that it was his son, because he was there when the incident occurred. You know, I went there just to be some support for my daughter with a car that he sold her. And it's not the first time he's had problems with people, because they sell people cars that are rigged to quit on them. You know, I was just there to show her support, because he had her car towed when she told him not to, and then tried to charge her $200 to get the car back. And he's in the heart of the inner city, in the community, taking out people's money. And that's why I say we have to stop accepting things. Oh, my goodness. We have to stop accepting things from people that weren't even born on this soil, and they're coming in our country, and they're getting our money, and we sit back and accept this negativity that we get from them. They might as well spit in our faces.
Wow. I am so sorry that you experienced that, because that's definitely horrible. You know, and just like you said, to hear what you heard, I was just as sickened by the sound of that audio clip, and to hear it, I counted. I listened to the entire audio before I chopped it down for the show. And just in the 1 minute and a half, this man said the N-word about 20 times. And to let you know, it was said about 28 to 30 times on the complete.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear that there were a bunch of other professional, uniformed people of this national chain, okay, laughing along with it, singing along with it, including the delivery person, which, from what I'm hearing, and I don't want to, you know, make a call on that, but even the delivery driver kind of sounded like he was an African-American.
So I found that pretty disturbing as well. But, you know, I think formal charges should be brought up. I don't know how, but if Trayvon Martin can be executed just because he stood in a neighborhood that, you know, wasn't too, color accepting, and Greg Horn can go to jail because he tried to give his daughter some value.
Wow.
You know, you can't be a melting pot and a rainbow and then have double standards and make it a black cloud, and that's just the way I'm feeling about this situation. And you're right, they're in our neighborhoods, and they're establishing businesses, and they're getting richer and more successful because of what our people need, and that's just a really sad thing. But we're supposed one people. We're supposed to be one people in this country. And no one was supposed to be above the other, because that's exactly, like you said, what our country was founded on. The fact that we've got history of slavery, people enslaving another race altogether or trying to move out another type of culture from their own natural land, feeling like if they can give them a little bit of allotment somewhere and tell them, well, listen, as long as you stay in your place, we won't bother you. I mean, this is not the thing to do. This is really upsetting. But we have to teach our young men and women these horrible words and explain what they mean. Why do I have to teach my 6-year-old son that the word nigger is not a good word? Why do I have to teach him what that word means whatsoever?
Yeah, and you know, I have a problem with our young people today to be willing to call each other, oh, my nigger. That is really degrading to me, and they try and twist it to suit them. Oh, it's not the same thing. It's not even spelled the same way. It is what it is. It is what it is, and it was never meant to be a compliment to anybody or anything. You know, and I don't see where they get that comprehension from that it's okay, and it's not. You know, and even the word dog, I refuse to have somebody say, hey, you my dog. I'm not your dog. You know, I have never been anybody's dog, and I'm not going to try and be. So being called a nigga, you might as well let them call you a dog also.
I guess that goes back to that it's our job to start making a difference. We have to make a difference.
We as a people need to start waking up and stop sleeping at the wheel. That's all that's to it. You know, there were times where we had great black leaders. Where are these black leaders that were supposed to follow in the footsteps of the ones that are no longer here? You know, you may have, you don't even have a handful of them anymore, and then the ones that are supposed to be leaders are jokes because they're not really standing up for our people.
It's really disturbing. It's really disturbing. And when I heard that, I was so enraged, and I just could not take it. I mean, it just was atrocious to me.
Yeah. And I really want to take this time to ask God for forgiveness, because some of the thoughts that I'm having after hearing that, and then some of the stuff that I went through today and then had to listen to this, it really struck a nerve in me.
It did with me as well, so I guess I'm right there with you on the forgiveness prayer line, because it was just something that you couldn't listen to and be okay with. And I mean, there are people out there that are trying on a daily basis. I do thank you for calling in. I have run way over my segment time, but this was important. I did need people to hear what was being said. And for those of you that are out there, My first effort is I'm boycotting Papa John's. That's my personal decision. My children will not be while getting pizza from there. I don't like Domino's much, but, you know, it is what it is as it stands. But I'm not going to sit there and condone this. And on the other hand, we do as a whole, as a people, as parents, as adults, we have to make a difference one person at a time. Now, like I tried to say before when we were in our youth week last week, is we can only do what we can do. So I have a certain amount of children, but I'm going to make a difference by that certain amount to start with, and anybody that I walk into. And I encourage everyone to do the same, regardless of what corporate scramble now is being done to unring the bell. The bell's been rung. The bell's been rung. And this couple, even if they got free pizza for life in there, I don't see how that could make it any better for them.
I wouldn't even want any of their pizza anymore.
No, I'd probably give it to the dogs. Anyway, yeah. I would like to really thank you for your time, your input, and I'm so sorry about what took place with you today. Hopefully, your story now will make a difference to the judicial system as well. Okay? I do thank you for calling in, and I hope that you'll call in again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
God
thank
bless
you. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be heading out to a little break, and when you come back, the next voice you will hear will be our next segment, week two of Welcome to the Stage with our amazing DJ Rodney Domerecker. Just give me a second. Let me have, let me give you the remix to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. I think these artists did a remarkable job, and it is appropriate to this situation and is as uplifting as possible. So please, in the next 5 minutes after this break, you will hear the voice of DJ Rodney Domerecker Williams. Thank you.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Music enthusiasts around the world, what's going on? This is DJ Dome Wrecker, Rodney Williams, the DOMEWRECKA, and this is another edition of Welcome to the Stage, presented to you by On the Edge with Katie Barnett and friends. Now, I decided that instead of me doing straight mix, just going on the ones and twos and all that, I decided I'm just going to pick a few tracks that I would like to share with you, a few things that I found interesting in all the searches that I do online for great music. And some of these ideas come from conversations that I have with people online and actually with some people that I meet along the way and I've gotten to know over the years. So I'm kind of trying to do something that I used to do, which is just do a straight radio host type thing. So no mixes tonight, but I've got music that I think will totally and completely please you this evening. So what I will tell you is that I'm going to play some tracks for you tonight by artists such as Will Downing, Mint Condition. I've got some Keith Washington for you. Believe it or not, I got a little bit of Chris Brown for you, a little twist on a Chris Brown, and a couple of other things. So we're going to go ahead and jump into some stuff. I'm a native of Brooklyn, so I think that it's appropriate for me to start off with something called Brooklyn Breezes by the incomparable Will Downing. This is from his Sensual Journey album. You guys should really do a little bit of research and check that out. Once again, this track is called Brooklyn Breezes by Will Downing. This is Welcome to the Stage. My name is Rodney Williams, a.k.a. DJ Dome Wrecker, the DOMEWRECKA. And we're going to go ahead and get started on that right about now.
Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
gets no better than Brooklyn Breezes. Now we're going to go ahead and get into Caught My Eye, Mint Condition. Let's go.
So nice to see you again. What a lucky coincidence. You're the angel who looked and smiled. As we waited in the checkout line. Thank you.
covered in honey.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna have to pass. Fresh cup of coffee, no, no. I'd rather have you in my glass. Only thing that's gonna sweeten my tongue. Only thing's gonna last now. Another body, you babe. You'll never have to pass.
Honey, my eyes are open.
Oh, yeah.
The police
can't wait.
I got a double-time kick drum.
Breakfast.
You can't leave a black man.
Back in a story, I just gotta know.
We are sorry about the cyberspace, people. Okay. That was DJ Rodney Domrecker Williams. Welcome to the stage. He's hot as usual. Thank you so very much for tuning with us. Our topic today was about racism, America's worst kept secret. As you all know, that those of you that tuned in, you heard that horrible clip of Papa John's pizza workers being out there talking about a customer they had just delivered a pizza to. The delivery driver dialed the customer back from his butt, I guess, from the cell phone, while talking to his base headquarters, talking about them being niggers and F this and all the vulgarities and racial slurs and atrocities that came through. Unacceptable. I personally will be boycotting everything about Papa John's to show them that regardless of their corporate scrambling to try to unring the bell, their employees were completely unacceptable. The behavior was disgusting, inhumane to say the least, and we're not accepting that. We have to make a difference, adults. We have to make a difference as a people. Those of us that have more than one child, we can make a difference with that amount of children to start in our own homes. Those of us even with one, that's another human being, just as important. Those of us that are involved with children on a daily basis, let's kind of make that a mission, okay? Let's stand up in the face of these ignorant people and let them know that we're better class than that and we can make a difference. I'm going to play another newest song for me, not so new to the world, I guess, but I just came across it through a friend, and I believe it's another beautifully uplifting song. It's called Striving by Dave Hollister. Please take a listen. And then I'll be following out with Mr. Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. I will see you here tomorrow at 8 p.m. We will be discussing tomorrow homeschooling versus public schooling. Is there really a choice? This is because our government once again is interfering with the way that we raise our children, and that's becoming more to our detriment than to our benefit. Tomorrow we will have a special sports segment with Monster Miles to cover the outcome of tonight's game. We will be having a little chatting with Jai, hopefully that our school and community activities don't interfere. But if not, Monster Miles and I will be here to entertain you all through the night. We will be getting Ms. Chai in here, even if it's for a few minutes, let us know what she's up to. We will be showcasing a little bit more of some of the newer artists and music that we have in here once again. The group Libra of Queens, New York, doing their thing out there, trying to uplift the Lord and uplift positivity in the youth. So I will see you all back here tomorrow. I appreciate you guys sticking with us through the technical glitches and coming out almost 2,000 listeners strong. Tomorrow should be a lot better with these technical glitches because the devil's a liar and he's not getting in the way of this. So thank you. Be blessed. Be a blessing. Please make a difference. Stand strong. Good night, all. See you tomorrow. Here's Mr. Hollister with Striving.
Yeah. Little song we got called Striving. We gotta keep moving. No matter what the obstacle, no matter what the test, you gotta push through it. He'll help you.
Just a day of the week when I'm sleep, you got his angels watching over me. Looking for some healing, not a fake feeling. Tell me, do you feel me? I didn't know who to call, no friends at all, till I heard a voice in my head. Said keep pressing on, and keep striving, striving on.
When I'm asleep, you got his angels watching over me.
In a single sleep.
Right on.